This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Welcome back to 1210 WPHT here in snowy Philadelphia today. Tom Aisley sitting in for Kale and Company. You know what? I'm going to get back into Omar and her husband, Tim Minette. And I'm just, I'm playing a little investigator here, trying to see if they're involved in the little bit of the giant Minneapolis Somalian community scam that's going on. Something's very suspicious. Omar, when she ran a few years ago, had very little net worth. Now her and her husband are claiming they have $5 to $30 million in their congressional financial disclosure. I know there's a lot of range there. I explained what, you know, why that happens. But that's a very big jump in their net worth, especially with a husband who left the consulting political business to start a winery that never had more than $200,000 in sales over a few years from the research I've gotten. And then him and his political consultant partner, who know nothing, I would assume, about being a private equity firm, they open up a private equity firm. And then in December, when the scandal starts breaking, some of the powerful people from the Obama administration and Senator Max Baucus from Montana, former senator, all of a sudden they're in a panic getting their name scrubbed off Omar's husband's company website. And it was the name of the company is Rose Capital. The Rose Capital is was the name of Tim Minette's private equity company. I'm wondering if it's going to be shut down in the next day or so because the feds are all over Minneapolis right now. The FBI is in there. Health and Human Services in there because it was all the kids stuff being the money being stolen there. I think every department. Health and Human Services isn't there because Medicare and Medicaid have been totally ripped off. There's an army of federal investigators now looking into Minneapolis. And my guess is that they might be looking into Omar and her husband, Tim, pretty quickly, too, with their increase of 6 to 30 million. So this is kind of how I would think it might have worked. And this is all hypothetical. So you have all these people ripping off the government. And what you have, and then what the Somalians would do is they would have friends and families would be the vendors, and some would be executives, but probably more vendors. So they would set up these fake companies that are servicing these nonprofits, trucking materials in, food, classroom furniture, rents, all these big, you know, these are big numbers. It's up to $1 billion. So everyone in the family is some type of vendor. So yeah, you know, you got three guys and they're each making $4 million a year or $2 million a year. Some might be getting sent back, to Somalia. Some of it, they say Al-Shabaab or whatever, Islamic terrorist group slaughtering Christians in Africa. Maybe some of the money went to them. Like, this probably is got some international ties to it. But what happens is the family members get these big checks because they have fake companies that are like vendors to the company. A company might have a small margin of 10% or 5% if they're nonprofits or whatever, but you can pay the vendors big money, but they're not delivering anything. There's no cost to their service because it's a scam. So, you know, uncle this guy, aunt so-and-so, cousin so-and-so, they're all getting written these big checks every month. Now, the trick is you have to wash the money. So this is, and believe me, there was definitely washing of money here. Because to hide money like this, you have to get some legitimate assets. Think about, if you ever watch Ozarks on Netflix, washing money there, if you're in the cash business, the drug business, you got to get some legitimate businesses to kind of wash this money. And that's so what would happen is, as they're washing this money, maybe buying real estate and then flipping it, maybe actually buying a legitimate business and hiring people. You don't really care if the business is not making money, but as long as the money going out is the money coming in. So then that money is taken. And then it's donated by individuals to political campaigns. And Omar's husband, Tim Minette, it would be a perfect guy to know how to run. He doesn't know how to run a private equity firm, but he would know how to get the money, after it's been washed, to get it invested into his Rose, whatever his private equity firm is. I can't even remember the name, but whatever his private equity firm is. So now you have these individuals in the community in Minneapolis that start writing him big checks as investments because they're all in on it. This is all connected. It's not like individual gangsters. This is a very well, it's like the cartels in a way, like putting the bracelets on all the people sneaking across the border. Like, it was a business. When you got into America, even to this day, these people make payment to a local guy in the neighborhood for the cartel for their passage into America. It's like taking out a mortgage. It's well organized. So what would happen is the money is washed, and then these individuals that are sitting on big money, they know it's not all theirs because they're all connected and there's a hierarchy. And I believe I'm guessing. I don't even know if I believe it yet. I'm just speculating. And that's what you can do on a, because this is all alleged. I'm speculating here. But that's what I do. I believe that a lot of that money was washed. And then some of the people in that community, she's the congresswoman. She's a powerful person. She represents the community. Her husband and her got some of those profits invested into their private equity firm. And I think that's why she's got a $5 to $30 million financial disclosure. That's my guess. I don't know how it could have jumped that high. And some people must have been that private equity firm must have had a lot, some millions of dollars coming into it. Not that it was being invested in any way. It is, it's probably being eaten up by all his, operational costs of running the private equity firm, because there's no sign he did anything with the private equity firm. There is a sign that he did, there is evidence he did run a winery, but it collapsed pretty quickly. So, anyway, that's my speculation. If you want to comment on that, 855-839-6 12-10. So let's get into some of the numbers here. Feeding Our Future, that is the federal nutrition program fraud. In Minneapolis, there could be up to $300 million in related schemes just in this one area. $300 million. That's big, big money. This is all connected to the Somalian community in Minneapolis. $300 million. Okay, the House Stabilization Services. It's a housing program. I don't know what they do, but the HSS, they're saying there might be $300 million in that. Providers are billed for housing support services. So I don't even know I don't even know what this is. Like, the government is giving checks for housing support services. I'm sure it has some type of logic to it. I just don't know what it is. But here is some. This is the bad logic to it. They got ripped off for $300 million. Okay, so we got $300 million, and the one above was $300 million. Now the one that you've heard about is the early autism, early intensive development. And basically the amount of money there is about $220 million. And the amount of kids that would have had to have autism in the community in Minneapolis, it would be nearly every other kid walking down the block had autism for that much money to be spent. I'm exaggerating that it would have to be every other kid, but it would be such a large number of kids with autism. But we know this wasn't for kids with autism because no one got help. So now we're at $220 million. Then they had the child care assistant program. That's what the 23-year-old Nick, the Mormon kid who's out there knocking on the doors. They think that is $100 million. So Minneapolis has been ripped off. And believe me, we're just getting started with this thing. Who knows where it's going to go? So the total now is $920 million. That is a lot of money. And why is it such a lot of money? Is that it was all done? It was all ripped off by a community where the American people went out of their way to bring them here, resettle them here, give them a new beginning, a new life from a worn, torn, civil war, very difficult place. You talk about America. America is so good natured, and that's why I hate when people say, "Oh, America is so bad." We're so good. One little community was able to rip us off for $920 million. Even though we went out of our ways to fly them here, resettle them here, and in the beginning they had to be fed, they had to be helped, and let me tell you, there were probably a lot of good American people who, you know, donated time, donated help. Probably didn't donate money because it seems like the government, like I said before, is the government's funding all the, like, Catholic Charities. I thought it was people throwing it in the basket at church. Then they got billions of dollars. This is because Joe Biden was feeding it to them. To bring in all the illegals and get them nice hotels and phones. But man, like, what a, just ungrateful would be my word if you were in this community, and I'm not saying all Somalians in the community of Minneapolis were involved in it, knew about it. Yeah, you're going to take a lot of heat for it. And now the press is trying to say, oh, now it's becoming abusive to the Somalian community. Well, listen, you should shame them. They just ripped you off for $920 million. You should shame that community. Shame works. It does work. As a kid, it worked. If your teacher shamed you, she caught you doing something you shouldn't be doing. And the whole class looked at you like you were a knucklehead. And then you're like, oh, God, I don't want to get caught doing that again. It's so embarrassing. So embarrassing. So anyway, it's almost up to $1 billion. Now we go to the next one, which is the Medicaid fund of programs. This is bringing it to a new stratosphere, and it wasn't It's part of the Somalian fraud, but it also it was in 14 different high-risk Medicaid-funded programs, I think, across the state of Minnesota. Now, this one, they believe, has lost $9 billion since 2018. $9 billion. All the frauds I just did there for you a minute ago, that was $1 billion. Now you got $9 billion. That was distributed through 14 different agencies, and $9 billion. I'm stunned trying to figure out how the heck you could lose $9 billion. So put it this way: the whole program since 2018 in 17 years was funded with taxpayer money of $18 billion. So in the past 7 years, they've had $18 billion of funding. $9 billion. Of the $18 billion didn't go to pay for anyone's health care in the Medicaid. $9 billion of it was stolen, over half of it. That's like CIA stuff, stealing that type of money. You know, that's that. Like, we never had a crime family in America steal $9 billion. Nowhere near it. Like, this is beyond anything we've ever seen. Like, and when I say CIA stuff, like where the CIA needed to send, you know, weapons down into South America to Nicaragua or whatever, and they had to do a scam, like I'm thinking Iran-Contra or whatever, but any type, or a CIA thing in Ukraine where the American people didn't want to pay for it, and the CIA might be able to figure out how to steal $9 billion from the American, from the U.S. Treasury. $9 billion. But now we're being told that Somalians, and maybe with the Medicaid and Medicare, you're going to get people outside the Somalian community. But I know the Somalians are tied to this. They've stole $9 billion, man. This is big stuff. Let me tell you, these Somalians are brilliant. And a lot of criminals, they say, are really smart. Like if they had a focused on engineering or opening businesses, they would have been very successful. Well, let me tell you. These Somalians round up the Somalians that committed all this fraud, and I don't know, maybe send them to the Harvard Medical School, and they'll come up with a cure for cancer. Because you figure out how to steal this much money, we're up to $10 billion, $9 billion in Medicare or Medicaid, and then you got another billion in the assorted programs. Wow, I'm joking in a way, but I'm not joking, man. This is a big time theft, man. A lot of thought went into it, or maybe a lot of thought doesn't go into it. Maybe if you're from a different culture and you have no loyalty to the country that you came from, and you have a culture of ripping off your government, and our government is so lazy and weak that there's, and look at Tim Walz. I mean, if you ever saw a sucker walking down the block, I mean, before I even heard of any of these fraudulent things, if I saw Walz walking down the block, I'd be like, yeah, that guy's an easy target. Look at him. He's so dopey and goofy. This is why when Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, was saying, we have to get a third of the money out of the government, either stop getting it or reallocating that it's flowed back into the private sector and put into the economy, because then the money has momentum and it doesn't get stolen. Not like this, if it goes into the private sector. So a third of the money that the government is blowing into our system, it needs to be redirected, and that money needs to go through the private sector to hit the economy, or you're losing billions of dollars, and you're getting no growth, and you're getting a bunch of fraud. And the Somalians proved it for us, but we have to hope that this opens up Pandora's box across the country on Medicare, on Medicaid and Medicare, all of them, because if it's in Minneapolis, the Somalians might have blown the lid off of it, but we are going to find so much more of this. And you as a taxpayer, if you're listening right now, I don't care how much money you make, you're paying taxes every day. Your cable, your cell phone, everything you buy, and you're paying the state income tax, federal income tax, the government, the tolls, every toll, your Easy Pass. Don't let anyone kid you that no one's paying their fair share. Literally everyone is paying their fair share. Even rich people pay way a ton in taxes. But you are, everyone is too. And when you see something like this, we're all just getting ripped off. We're all getting ripped off. And we were trying to be generous people to a people that had suffered on the African continent. And they come in and they might have stolen $10 billion. That's a problem. And the community should be shamed, and they should dig into this and don't stop digging. And they're going to try, the press, the media outlets, political people, they're all going to twist it, and they're just going to go back to their playbook of like, this is racist, this is unfair, you're labeling a whole community. They're going to push back hard. And you know what? I don't think they're going to get away with this time. I want to be an optimist. I think they got their hands full trying to bury this one. It's not going to happen. Okay. I'm glad I got through that. And I really want Omar's husband. I hope Cash Patel and any in the Treasury Department, because they are a private equity firm, they better be looking up what that guy was up to, because it might be the opportunity to finally get her and all her policies and all her anti-Americanism. It could be the perfect time to get her out of office. I think we got to go to break. We have two guests coming up. We're going to be bringing up ST6 operator from SEAL Team 6, Mario Perez. He's going to be coming up in the 8:30 hour. If you have any questions for him, you can start posting them in the YouTube. Hopefully we'll get a couple of calls on that. And then at 9:30, I got Cynical Publius from X, who's a retired United States colonel. We're going to have a lot to talk to with him about. And I think with Mario Perez, the ST6 operator, we're going to talk about what's going on in Venezuela. And let me tell you, it's a little bit more complicated than you think. It's not just about Venezuela. It's not about the narco states. There's a bigger thing here. And we're going to talk about that, and I find it very interesting. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This is Tom Hazelby in for Kale and Company this New Year's Day. I'm looking out the window there. I'm trying to see if it's still snowing, but I'm sure someone will let me know in the chat. So we just got through that giant scam out in Minneapolis. Here's another thing that's going down. I don't know if people are aware of this. Listen, there's no stopping Trump, man. He says what he's going to do, and then he does it. And one of the things he said he was going to do, even with all this pressure against ICE and the deportations and everything, he's revving it up. He is really revving it up. He's California, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. There's been a bunch of guard troops coming in just to back up ICE. Not that the guard troops are going to be doing the deportations, but basically they're going to be doing some logistics. And there's a lot of manpower through the guard being sent out to those four specific states. Then the other thing they got going on is, they have deployed, and this is all happening right now. They've deployed a lot of ICE agents to Denver, New York City, L.A., Seattle. They're getting a big influx of ICE agents. And this is what I found interesting, if this is accurate. They have a bunch of military cargo planes are all strategically placed around the country right now. And if they grab you and you have a criminal record, there's going to be no hearing. There's no appeal. There's no hearing. If you are on that docket as a criminal and or you have had a deport order previously, it's not going to be like the, you know, the guy from Maryland or whatever. They are going to be loading you up on a cargo plane, like almost it's almost like a same day service, or that it's going to be quick. Like, I mean, they're going to get you on a flight manifest. They're going to get you to that city. They're going to put you on that cargo plane, and all the destinations of where they're going to drop you off in different countries throughout the world, a lot being in South America or Central America. This is going to be a quick hit. They're going to get you, put you on the manifest and get you out. That's if you're on this criminal record. And believe me, they know who they're looking for, too, and they know where to look. And I don't even think they're nervous about saying what's going on. I mean, this is public information. I would think the illegal community is well aware of what's going on. And I would think the cartels are well aware of what's going on because they're about to lose money. Every time one of these people gets thrown out of the country, they're going to have to cut it down, because when they get back to their home country, they're going to say, all right, let's make a settlement here. It's like a short sale on a home. I mean, this is how sophisticated it is with the cartels, but they're about to lose a lot of money because a lot of their clients, with mortgages to pay back their transfers into the country are going to be picked up and thrown out. Now if you're a non-criminal and you came over in the Biden years, you can sign a document and go. Okay. So if you get scooped up with a bunch of people, they can't just let you go if you're a non-criminal. But what they will do for you is you can sign a document and they'll let you go. It's called a voluntary departure. And that means you won't be banned if you try to come back in legally. But you will be removed quickly if you get caught up in this dragnet that's going to go on and you sign the voluntary departure. if you don't sign, this is the problem for these people. And it's unfortunate because Joe Biden invited them all in with Kamala. And now we've decided the game is over and Donald Trump is keeping his promise. So if you decide not to do it, you could be locked up for the summer and therefore you're not making any money. You got a better chance of making money at home if you get on the plane and then maybe trying to get back here if you have relatives here. But you're probably going to wait for your hearing, and that's going to take months where you're just sitting in a detention center. And then when you lose, because you will lose in the hearing because you are here illegally, it's not Joe Biden day anymore. They've tightened the rules. They're making the rules what they should be. So if you decide to fight it, you're going to sit in a detention center and wait for your hearing through the summer. That's 5, 6, 7 months. Then you're going to be banned for 10 years that you could ever come back. You get an immediate 10-year ban when that happens. So some people who will be rolled up in this will just say, you know what, I'll sign the document. Now, this is not the one where they give you the check, the $1,000 or whatever, and they say, you know, here's $1,000. Thanks for volunteering. This is, you know, they had to come find you and lock you up, even if you're not a criminal. One thing's for sure, you know, you would think you wouldn't think this. MAGA's knees don't go wobbly. If these were, if we had not elected Trump and we had Jeb Bush or we had any one of the other, what we call the Republican elites or just that traditional Republican corporate country club establishment type president, they would have caved to the pressure of all the drama of, you know, these poor people being sent out. And believe me, there's a lot of hardship with this. I am not saying there's not a lot of hardship, but when something ends, it ends. And you can't do it with the scalpel because, first of all, it's impossible. Then you quit because it's too difficult. That means where you're actually doing all these, you know what the resources you need to do this so perfectly that when you pick up five guys in a van who are sheetrockers and three have done terrible things in the country, but they have day jobs. Do you know how hard it is to just get those three and not affect the other 10 or whatever? It just doesn't work that way. When things come to an end, and there's been a lot of things in this country that came to an end that went on forever. And then once they come to the end, it's over. It's over, and then a lot of people, they do pay a price for it. We're going to take a break, but that's what's going on. I wanted you to know that's what Trump's doing with the deportations. Coming in, coming on strong. We're going to be back with our guest in 2 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Minutes.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to 1210 WPHT. Tom Aislabie in for Kale and Company. Okay, we have our guest coming up, and if you have any questions for an ST6 operator, that's a SEAL Team 6 operator, if you have any questions for Mario Perez, you can drop them into the chat on YouTube. I actually think we have a caller waiting to get his question in since I announced this earlier. But anyway, I want to bring on the phone Mario Perez. He was a Master Chief in the United States Navy, ST6 operator. Mario, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you again. And my, you know, the audience knows I've had you on before. We've done a podcast together, and I thought a good discussion before taking any questions is what's going on down in Venezuela. I'd like your perspective on it. Trump has just recently blown up a dock. We've sent a big part of the Atlantic fleet there. And before that, we were blowing up all those narco drug boats. Where do you think this is going? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think it's about time, to be honest with you, that we actually focus on our own hemisphere with all the issues that we've got going on and have had for decades around here. You know, we've always had a major presence, you know, in the Pacific, in the Middle East, in Europe, and have largely ignored our own backyard. And we've got problems, and we've had them for a long time. So I love what he's doing. I think we need to attack, you know, the drug trade. We need to get rid of Maduro. It would have been nice to get rid of Chavez long before him. I don't feel like we're going to be putting guys on the ground. I think what Trump is doing is essentially just trying to, stoke some instability in the country, and hoping that he'll flee, or, you know, somebody within his own, you know, regime will take him out.
I was going to ask you this. There's a little bit of an intimidation factor going on. The Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier and a carrier strike group is there, and I know you know all about that. How intimidating is that to see that off your shores?
I toured the Middle East on the Lincoln about 25 years ago, and I will say, you know, there's no better way to project a nation's power than what we do with our carrier strike groups and our amphibious groups. It's not just a carrier that's out there. He's got submarines out there. He's got destroyers. He's got cruisers. He's got frigates. It's a whole fleet of ships, thousands and thousands of fighters. And then we've got an amphibious group that's out there as well. It's got to be intimidating for him. I mean, he can just see kind of the cards falling. Obviously, I'd like to see him go away. I think the majority of Venezuelans want to see him go away. I think it's going to happen sooner than later. But I don't anticipate us putting guys on the ground. I think we're just trying to essentially bolster any potential opposition, to give them some courage that, we're ready for this. We're behind them if they decide to take some action. And obviously we've got a $50 million bounty on him being taken out. So I think it's going to happen sooner than later.
I heard this is the biggest naval deployment in the Caribbean since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I want to go up to a higher level, and I want to bounce this off you in a minute. But before I do, the remote dock that was hit. What do you like? Do you think they were just narco boats? What? Because he's been very, Trump usually tells you exactly where he hit, why he hit it, and why he wanted to hit it. And the interview yesterday with Netanyahu standing next to him, he was a little bit cagey about that. So what do you think might be there?
Well, obviously there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know. And as somebody who lived behind the scenes for so long, I would go out and conduct operations or have firsthand knowledge of operations. And then come back and turn on the news or, whatever, and listen to the story. And it would be completely opposite of what actually happened. Right. We obviously have pretty comprehensive intelligence sources and networks on the ground.
Yeah.
My guess is probably, and I just heard about that like yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about that doc, but
I don't think anyone does. And it was very unlike Trump not to, sometimes he brags about it. Like, this is what we're doing. Yeah. But his messaging seemed to be very tempered on that. But like what you just said is there's a lot going on we have no idea about.
Yeah, for sure. And potentially he's protecting sources and methods, or maybe because it's, you are now striking territorial sovereign land. It's a little bit more sensitive of an issue, and maybe he doesn't want it to be, public, any more than it already is.
Yeah.
And
I agree with you. No one in America wants any soldiers' boots on the ground in Venezuela. And Trump, no one wants that more than Trump. Trump does not. Trump likes hitting, intimidating, using trade to make changes. But so now I'm going to go up to about 50,000 feet on this. So there is, if you look at Colombia, Honduras, Trump, who freed the drug dealer, he freed the former president drug dealer because the guy was influential in fighting against the Marxists in Honduras. Of course, Biden, that's the guy Biden goes on after, not the actual Marxists. So he won the election in Honduras. He's now pressuring in Venezuela. Now, and I talked about this with someone last night, but is this really the beginning of a proxy war or a chess game against China? China has infiltrated into South America dramatically, building ports, giving big loans. They do it across the world. Do you think this is a China strategy going on at the same time where we're telling China, oh, no, the fleet's here and we're turning these countries over to be pro-American? Do you see that could be part of his plan?
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw that, recently with the Panama Canal issue. It's China, it's Russia, it's Iran. We want, we want all of the influence of our, our foes, for lack of a better term, out of the Caribbean. It's also, there's a Cuban line here as well. Maduro's personal security guard are Cubans because he doesn't trust any of his own people. So that changes things because, the Cubans are going to, they want the money that Maduro is paying them, and their guys are going to be loyal because if they're not, then their families are back home being held hostage, and they're going to be, dealing with a lot of issues if it comes to one of them, being involved in some sort of coup or anything. But this is largely, there's a lot of different elements going on here, but
yeah,
oil is certainly one of them. China is a big part of that because, you know, they don't have a stable government. They don't have a stable economy. They don't have enough food, you know, domestically to feed their own people. So they've got to get out and expand. And obviously they're trying to extend their influence globally. So this is a big part to deal with China for sure.
So, and I don't think a lot of people understand that there's a big geopolitical, it's not just killing narcos, which is important because they killed a ton of Americans, like we all know, but there is a bigger geopolitical play that Trump is probably executing. And the goal is, I guess, maybe these type of moves prevent, you know, ever putting boots on the ground, like these more sophisticated chess games. You know, maybe that spares us from some of these conflicts we've got caught up in before. But I don't know. That I'm just speculating.
No, I mean, you're 1,000% right. And we know that about Trump. He doesn't want to put people on the ground, and he does it as an extreme last resort. And it's going to be, you know, swift, precise, and then get out. You know, the strategies of the past, we know that they don't work. And we've got, you know, decades and decades of experience showing, you know, that the strategies don't work, you know, whether we're invading Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, you know, Korea, you name it.
Yeah.
They don't work out well for us. We end up dumping trillions of dollars. And what do we get out of it? Nothing but, you know, a bunch of dead Americans. And Trump knows that. He's a businessman, and it's, you know, he loves his country. But he loves economics. He loves making money.
Yep.
And he knows that you can use that as leverage to get people to do what you want, which is much more effective in the long term than military force alone.
Yeah. And, you know, we just mentioned some of the past conflicts, and I want the listeners to know, after you just said, like, you know, how some of these, you know, policies in the past haven't gone the way they should have gone or the way we wanted them to go. And you were up to your neck in both Iraq and Afghanistan and other places probably that you can't discuss. But where we've seen it from reading it in a newspaper, you've seen it with literally having your own boots on the ground.
You know, I think it's, you know, Somalia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and several other places. But the one thing that honestly kind of drives me crazy is that we've got this longstanding policy that we go and invade a country. We hang out there for, you know, a few years or a couple decades. And then when it's all said and done, we bring all of those people back here thinking that, you know, thinking that we're doing right by America. I'm like, yeah. No. And I'm like, you know, I've spent time in Somalia. I'm like, you know, and there are good Somalis, of course, but, you know, to think that we're just going to bring in tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of these people, stash them somewhere, and somehow we're doing right by America, or there's some, you know, some moral high ground there, it's just insane. We've been doing that forever.
Yeah.
And I think it's about time we stop. Obviously, you know, we saw that in Trump's first term when things were going south in Syria and the Kurds and all that. And, you know, the left was talking about opening the doors and bringing them people here, blah, blah, blah. And Trump's like, absolutely not. He's like, we'll build tents out there, feed them out there. And then when the you know, war has gone away, those guys can go back home.
Yeah.
We don't need them here.
No, absolutely. And we're paying a big price in Minneapolis. Not like literally, I don't know. It's up to $10 billion now. And $9 billion in Medicare and Medicaid. And I'm sure there's other people involved. But you know what? That was a great summary. I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to go to a caller.
Okay.
How did it's funny, the Panama Canal, the Chinese, yep, were kind of like taking control of it. It kind of moved off the newspapers. I don't know, maybe because Trump was successful in pushing, and Hegseth were successful in pushing the Chinese out. But I really don't know. Do you know what was kind of the resolution on that?
Yeah, I mean, they're moved out, and we have, you know, we've got control over both ends of it, which was our right when we backed out under Carter. You know, we still maintain the right to ensure that it is safe, you know, for movement back and forth. And we basically said that, you know, with China in control, if something goes down, it's not safe. So we're moving in.
Okay.
So booted out, and we're there now.
Yeah, it's funny. That wasn't really celebrated that much, I guess, because certain aspects of the media didn't want to act like Trump won against China in any way. That would be my guess.
We've had so much going on this year.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
with,
true.
With Doge, everything, you know.
Yeah.
We had a long line of things ready to take the spotlight.
Yeah, it's a fast news cycle with Trump. There's a lot going on.
For sure.
If you don't mind, we have a caller wanting to ask a question. I had circulated that out of people. I have one question that came in.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's go to our caller, Greg. I think he has a question for Mario Perez. Greg, are you with us?
Hey, Tom.
How are
you there?
I am here, Greg, and I'm here with Mario Perez, ST6 operator.
Hey, Mario. First of all, Mario, thank you for your service. I don't think people ever really appreciate everything you guys do for the country. Question for you. I have a couple of relatives who are police officers. Over the last 5, 10, 15 years, they've noticed a real drop-off on the amount of young men going into police force and the quality of person they're getting. I know you're no longer in the service anymore, but have you heard anything about the quality of candidate that we're getting now and the demand for it, the numbers we're getting? I just feel like over the last 10, 15 years, with young men being more occupied at home on the computer, social networks and all that, they're not as adventurous as they used to be. Have you heard anything about that?
Good question, Greg.
I've experienced it myself. I'm not a cop, but I've got a lot of friends who are cops. There's a lot of different things going on. Yes, you're right. There's been a dynamic shift in the population growing up with, you know, video games and cell phones and, you know, not really having a lot of, you know, personal experience. The other aspect is, you know, I remember talking to a buddy of mine who was a Chicago cop at the time. And, you know, I just happened to mention, how we would be very critical on ourselves when we get done with an operation because, you know, we don't want to hide any of our own mistakes and we want to make sure that we get better, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I brought up the fact that, you know, we've got very robust and comprehensive debriefs when we get done with an operation. And his response was, yeah, we don't really have debriefs. We have investigations. Completely different, right? Because they don't have any political backing, you know, and that's what there's been a very dynamic shift over the last probably 2 to 3 decades in some of the really deep blue cities where the politicians, you know, are beholden to the criminals and the criminal elements and their families and less so, you know, to their law enforcement officers. And that's where we get the defund the police. It's, you know, where we get all these different things going on. And men and women, the ones who have got talent and can do a lot of other things will decide to do other things because I don't want to run around, you know, the battlefield. I don't want to run around the streets of Chicago thinking that, you know, even if I do my job perfectly, somebody's going to be prepared to stab me in the back because somebody's going to complain and I'm going to get, you know, held out to hang. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different factors involved in that, but I think that's probably one of the biggest ones, and I wouldn't do it. You know, the only guys that are staying on are the guys that have already, you know, committed and are close to retiring, and their mindset is, well, I'm not going to go risk my life for anything, and they just stand back and they let things happen, and I don't blame them. I would, too.
Mario, we're going to let Greg go. That was a good question, and Mario, I want to expand on that. I was wondering if Greg was... Part of his question, they've been seeing the quality of recruits go down, and I'm wondering, like in the police department, because traditionally a lot of former military go into the police, and yep. I'm wondering if obviously we had big trouble with recruitment when we started going culturally crazy with the military under Biden and Obama about what their, you know, what the real directive was. I'm wondering if they got less good police office recruits because a lot of the good guys that do what military and police guys do, they weren't coming out of the military because that was a pipeline for them.
Not going to be the same people that have, you know, the same standards and abilities, than the kind of their predecessors. So there's a lot of things contributing to that. But the fact is that, you know, most of these police forces do not have the backing of their, you know, political superiors. And they just decide to not hang around any longer than they've got to.
Yeah, no.
Not show up altogether.
Yeah. And, you know, you've seen that over the years with the military not having the government lawyering up a lot of missions and stuff like that. The politics of it seems to get involved in crime fighting and war fighting to a certain extent. I have we're coming up on a break, but I did have one question. It seems like a very simple question, but it's probably a complicated question. And the question to you, Mario, that I just got was, what was your hardest mission and why? That's a tough question.
Yeah, that is. I mean, it is tough. There's been a lot of hard ones. I would say probably Operation Red Wings, which is the lone survivor story.
Yeah.
So I was on the team that went in and recovered them, Marcus and obviously all of our deceased members. Physically it was very difficult. We were out there on the battlefield at very high elevations for about a week without sleep at all. We knew that the guys were in a firefight and we went in extremely light so we could move quickly and maneuver quickly. And we knew that the terrain was extremely austere and we needed to be mobile. That means we didn't have warmies. We didn't have a whole lot of food. We didn't have a lot of water. We eventually did get stuff airdropped in. but then, you know, then just dealing with, all of the guys on the ground that we lost. I actually went to high school with one of them.
Right. Yeah.
Just very, very traumatic experience. I'd also just started having kids and, the reason we got called out there was because their QRF, their quick reaction force helicopter, got shot out of the sky. So, you know, we know that they've got, surface-to-air missiles, RPGs in this case, and they know that we are going to come in again. We're not going to leave this helicopter with, 18 souls on it.
Yep.
Or 16 souls on it. And then the 3 to 4 guys, that had died in the firefight. We're not going to leave them, stranded. So, I'm on the next helicopter in, essentially, which took us almost a day to get there just because of weather.
Yeah.
But, you're at super high altitude. It's June, so the air is thin. And we're in an armored helicopter loaded down with people. And, you're moving at like 8 miles an hour right over the tree line, about 100 feet up. And, it's like a school bus moving 100, moving like 8 miles an hour, 100 feet up. When you know that they've got RPGs and, I think the hardest part for me was just really reflecting on my kids. I didn't want my kids to grow up without a dad.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you're single or when you're married and you don't have kids.
Yeah.
It's another thing when you've got kids, and that's the kind of stuff that goes through your mind when you're putting your life at risk. As we're hovering and I'm fast roping down, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about my kids and hoping to come home and, just be a dad.
Yeah.
That was difficult. And then obviously another aspect to that was we didn't have great communications, back at the rear. So, our beepers went off, we launched in a helicopter and, and then we were out of the field for a week. And later that day, our family gets, watches Fox News and it says, helicopter carrying Navy SEALs shot down, blah, blah, blah. And nobody reached out to my family for a week.
Right.
Obviously, I didn't either. But like now I've got my family that's home. That's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So there's just a lot. There's a lot going on. And that's the hardest part. For me, it's when you've got kids and you're putting your life at risk. Other than that, it is what it is.
That, so. That what a obviously a such a dangerous mission, and such an historical one too, with a lot of death and destruction to all those SEAL team members. But you know what? You answered that question. You can't, that one of the most difficult missions is one that is very well known by all the listeners who just listened to your story there. We're coming up on a break, but I got one more thing I want to tell the audience, and maybe you can explain it to them before we cut out of here in a minute or so. I remember I was talking to you about a book about shadow divers, about these extreme divers who found a German submarine. These guys, this is back in like the 1990s, and they were diving at crazy depths, and they didn't tell anyone off the coast of Jersey they had found the submarine, but they were going into it. And I don't know what the depth was, but I said it's a great book. They dove at about 200 feet or something, as I recall. And you said to me, I dove at how you, as a Navy, with the SEALs, you've gone diving. How deep have you gone? And you use nitrogen. And what is the depth?
No, it's 360 is the max with it's a certain rig that we have.
Yeah.
And it doesn't use nitrogen. It uses helium.
Oh, helium. Okay.
Helium and oxygen. So, you know, nitrogen has got bad effects on your body once you start hitting, you know, 150 or below. It's like a drug, but it doesn't have any side effects. So you go down there, but you get really weird and, you know, almost like you're, you know, tripping on acid or something like that. Helium doesn't have the negative effects. It makes your voice change, as we all know.
Yeah.
And it's got some thermal properties that makes you a little colder. But we've got a mixed gas rebreather known as the Mark 16 that just uses helium and oxygen. And then, oxygen is poisonous at depth as well. So the rig actually recognizes the depth that you're at, and then it changes the percentage of oxygen. It's known as the partial pressure of oxygen that you're breathing, so that you end up breathing a lot more helium than oxygen as you get down, because you just don't need as much,
yeah.
And it's toxic.
And what was the depth?
360.
360. And I remember saying to you, I said, I go, are you worried that like it? And you said it's very dark and quiet. I asked, what's it like down there? And you said, well, it's very dark and quiet. And I said, are you worried like a shark's going to come down and bite? And you go, no, I'm worried about a mine going off. So why do you explain why you're down at 350 feet?
Well, that's, that was my EOD life, where I'm down there hunting bottom mines. So mines that are, often launched out of subs, and, they could be tied to torpedoes or part of a torpedo, but they go and sit down on the bottom of the ocean, and they're looking for certain signatures of ships to come through. And there's, the signatures they're looking for are magnetic or acoustic or seismic or pressure. And our adversaries try to map out all of our ships, using those metrics there, and try to, get a profile of each ship that we've got in our fleet, so that if a carrier strike group is, moving through a channel somewhere, they can have these mines sit on the bottom, and it doesn't want to take out the frigate, it doesn't want to take out the cruiser, it wants to take out the carrier. So it sits there and it just waits. And so we've got to be very careful as we're down there searching for them, and then ultimately approaching them and disarming them or blowing them up. We've got to be careful that we don't replicate those signatures, which, of course, we have no idea what those signatures are. We just know that we've got to be, non-magnetic. It's known as low mu. So none of our stuff has any magnetic signature at all. None of our gear. We've got to be super quiet. We can't, walk across the ground. We've got to stay, relatively flat to the ground, but not bumping the ground. So, yeah, long story short, yep. We're trying not to piss this mine off so I can get up there and disarm it.
Well, I'm glad I got to hear that story in person. I'm glad my audience got to hear that story. That's retired United States Navy Master Chief Mario Perez. Great having you on the show, Mario. You shared a lot of great stuff with the audience this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. We're
going to go to break.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.